Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain, looking down on the city, the way he ought to be.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that you can read or listen to or watch that will help you with your small business. Brian Matamore is our guest. Brian W. Matamore is the name on the book, Idea Stormers, How to Lead and Inspire Creative Breakthroughs. We're talking about being tapping into the brain power, the intellect, the creativity, the innovative juices of your own team, the people you've got working for you. You're paying them to be there every day anyway. Why don't you benefit from that more than you are? Brian, thanks again for hanging out with us. I used a little thing that I've been talking about for a long time for small business owners that they really have to think about in the age of the customer, Brian, and that is, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And so if I had a regular Main Street business out there, we were doing wholesale or manufacturing or retail or whatever, I'd be getting my people in a room, and I'd be saying, okay, we are in love with what we do. We sell this product or that product, but we don't have to be in love with how we sell it, how do we deliver it, how we think about it. We're not tied to that. So based on that, in other words, if we sell box springs, we're not going to go sell battleships. We're not going to change industries, but we are going to do it differently. What do you think about that approach, Brian?
Well, I couldn't agree more. You know, even in my world, you know, we're asked to design brainstorming or ideation sessions all the time for our clients, and we go in with this long process plan. Sometimes it's a 2-day session, whatever it is, and. You know, but if the ideas are flowing, I throw out the process plan. I could not care less about the process plan. My whole book is about that, but I don't care. If we're getting great ideas, I'm ready to jump off of that any second. So I agree with your comment there that it's about the creativity that's happening in the moment, and you want to leverage that. And you can put that against process, and hopefully you do. And when you do that, hopefully you can reinvent your process.
What would that look like when you put it against process? Tell us what that might look like.
Well, there are all kinds of ways to use the techniques in my book for either cost cutting or efficiency improvement or new ways to promote your products, ways to get new distribution channels, new sales processes, all those things that are critical to small businesses. You can use these techniques not just for coming up with new products. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, the book includes just dozens and dozens of examples of how to use these techniques against those kind of small business challenges.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, folks, an example of people who are still in love with what they do, but they have to change how they do it. Look at the newspaper industry, Brian.
Yeah.
The Denver Post is not even a printed newspaper anymore.
No, and you've got to admire. They were late to the game. We had done.
Well, they're their own worst enemy. Newspapers are their own worst enemy. They've created a lot of their own problems. But regardless, the fact that they said, okay, regardless of how we got here, we still are. You know, we're still newspaper experts. This is the industry we're in. We just aren't going to print it on paper anymore. So talk about falling in love with what you do, but not how you do it. I mean, so though that's an extreme example, but these are the kinds of things that, and let me say this, Brian, when you have your group together, you're not saying, you don't have to say we're unhappy with where we are. All you have to say is, let's make sure that we're where we're supposed to be in 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, we had done some work with the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and this was a long time ago, and they saw these challenges happening, but boy, it's even though you see them sometimes, it's hard because it's so easy not to deal with it. You know,
almost 30 years ago, not quite 30 years ago, I was an executive in a company, and I went to my boss, the founder, and I said, "Boss, in 3 years, we're not going to be able to sell this product. I really would like to get together and around a table with everybody, and let's talk about what we're going to be selling in 3 years." And he said, Jim, is this going to take me down today? And I said, no. He said, I got too many other things to deal with. I'm not going to deal with that right now. And guess what? 3 years later, he was out of business.
Yeah, well, that's the essence of the challenge right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you got to have, in that case, you need special teams that are committed to it, because it is very hard to move the ship, you know, when it's headed down a certain course like that.
Well, and your goal is not, your goal in business is not to be in love with that product you're selling, but be in love with sustainability, with survival, with profitable sustainability, doing something.
Yeah, and you know, in your case, I mean, they shouldn't, the newspaper guys really needed to define themselves as in the information business.
That's
right.
And then
how you deliver that information.
That's right.
That's the critical thing, obviously.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I used to do that with banks. You should talk to banks. I used to ask them, what business are they in? They said, we're in the money business. I said, no, you're not in the money business. You're in the peace of mind business.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
you're in the financial service. You're not in a money business anyway. So it's people have a, and that's another thing. You got to get the attention of everyone to make sure that you're all singing off the same music. Hey, Brian, I need your website one more time.
It's www.growth-engine.com.
And your other book, 99% Inspiration, that's still available?
You can get it used for like a penny on Amazon.
It's worth more than that, folks. Idea Stormers, How to Lead and Inspire Through Creativity. That's his new book. It's available wherever books are sold. Hey, Brian, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Brian Mattimore, ladies and gentlemen. Brian W. Mattimore is what it says on the book. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.